This is Peter Rosenberger. This is your Caregiver Minute.
The morning of the most extensive surgery my wife's ever faced, we both felt, understandably, a bit nervous. Sitting in the pre-op area, I observed a flurry of medical staff work efficiently to prepare Gracie for what would be a 9-hour surgery and her 82nd operation that I can count. When the neurosurgeon arrived, I noticed a tangible enthusiasm about him. Clapping his hands together, he brightly looked at us while stating, "You ready to get this thing done?" For maybe the first time in my 35 years as a caregiver, I felt a calmness and a sense of safety with this man. As the surgeon exuded such self-confidence, I felt our anxiety melt away. He knew his job and he shared his excitement. And he said, "I love doing this procedure. It helps so many people." Looking at me, he said, "This is going to be a long day. Go rest in your hotel room and wait for my call. You don't need to hang around in the waiting room and stress yourself out. We've got this." Following doctor's orders, I rested and waited for his call. The surgery went well, and while slow, the recovery remained steady. Along the way, I learned to trust a bit more and rest in the competence of others. And Anton Chekhov once said, "You must trust and believe in people, or life becomes impossible."
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.